A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God other than you who cares for everything, to whom you might have to prove that you never judged unjustly. Your justice has its source in strength. Your sovereignty over all makes you lenient to all. You show your strength when your sovereign power is questioned, and you expose the insolence of those who know it. But disposing of such strength, you are mild in judgment, you govern us with great lenience. For you have only to will, and your power is there. By acting thus, you have taught a lesson to your people, how the virtuous man must be kindly to his fellow men, and you have given your sons the good hope that after sin you will grant repentance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving. O Lord, you are good and forgiving. O Lord, you are good and forgiving. Full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice.
O Lord,
nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. For you, who alone are God,
O Lord, you are good and forgiving.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. The Spirit comes to help us in our weakness, for when he cannot choose words in order to pray properly, the Spirit himself expresses our plea in a way that could never be put into words. And God, who knows everything in our hearts, knows perfectly well what he means, and that the pleas of the saints expressed by the Spirit are according to the mind of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus puts a parable before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, the darnel appeared as well. The owner's servants went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed you sowed in the field? If so, where?" answered. And the servant said, "Do you want us to go and weed it out?" But he said, "No, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them both grow until the harvest, and at harvest time I shall say to the reapers, 'Collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burnt. Then gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. Thank you.
What a joy for me to share with you my contemplation and meditation of the liturgical text today. Especially today is the celebration of the Maris Foundation. In 1816, the next day after their ordination, young priests and seminarians met in the city of Lyon on the 23rd of July to start a religious family spread throughout the world called the Marist. So it's a great day for me, a day of remembrance of their act of faith. And the same faith we celebrate, we gather, the faith about God, a faith on God, a merciful God. In their times, after the French Revolution, they saw a devastated church, a devastated country, and wanted to bring a feminine touch in dealing with people and healing church, healing the society. It is that face of God which appears in our readings today. We could once at home take a pen and do like the identity card of God and see how our first reading describes him, how the psalm, what the psalm talk about God's adjectives: slow to anger, lenient, patient, forgiving. And we will have a list, certainly, of qualities that are not only divine qualities, but also human qualities. We are invited to be like God. So I would like to concentrate on the gospel from Matthew chapter 13 is the end of a series of speeches Jesus gave about the kingdom, but in parables. So Jesus preached and explained the mystery of the kingdom from family life, professional life, natural life, biological life, what was known to people so that they could think about what is unknown. So what we know about God described in the parable is a farmer who's very patient. He had a foe, an enemy, an adversary who spoiled his farm in the night. In the morning, when people realized that something happened, the workers wanted to root out, to take away the darnel, which was to stop the growth of the farm. And he said, "No, just leave them grow together. The wheat and the darnel." What a patience. What a tolerance. Often we are not like that. When we see something wrong, immediately we want to remove it once. Of course, that makes us very impatient and intolerant. What we don't like, we cannot live with it, want to take it away immediately and feel at peace or feel comfortable. God is not doing like that. He is able to see the two things grow together, one thing and its contrary. When While often things that are contrary or these things that are opposed to us, we don't want even to see them. We just want to remove them from our sight and see only what we are comfortable with. So today we can really look at God's attitudes like a mirror. God will be like a mirror. We look at him, we will see ourselves. We are not that tolerant. And often tolerance is like permission to others. But tolerance is not permission. When you permit something, you give the right to be there. But the right to be there does not belong to us. It belongs to the person or to the reality in its own right. It's not because we tolerate religious or other religious faith that they have the right to exist. No, they have the right to exist because of God who gave them life. It doesn't depend on us. It doesn't depend on the majority. And often in our mentalities, especially in democratic societies, we think that the minorities don't have the right to exist. They don't have the right to be there. Some people think that even we should push them out of the country. That's intolerance. It is from God that they have the right to exist. It's not because of the will of the majority. They are there because they are there. God created them different. So, looking at God's attitude, we may think of ourselves, of our societies, of how we function. Not even in like groups, communities, but also as individuals. How do we look at those who are different? Do we want them to move out of our sight? Do we recognize them as bringing something new in our cosmopolitan society? Do we take them just like one of us or one like us? Because we all receive from God who spreads his spirit in what he created and touches the heart of all without any discrimination. Do we see them as equal, with equal rights with us? This may be hot political issues, but a priest does not do politics, no? I will not talk about politics. But at least in our personal lives, social lives, in the life of our communities as believers, this is a sign of a call to fraternity, to tolerance, to acceptance of others just as they are. God asked no condition to the darnel or to the wheat. He just waited till the harvest time when the workers will divide and separate. May we grow in patience. May we grow in tolerance. May we grow like God's sons and daughters. Open, patient, and able to marvel ourselves from the optimistic and the positive look we have on reality, on our differences. We don't have to impose one another to be like this way or this way we want. Let's grow together in God's eyes.